Is the water coming out of taps in Flint poisoning its children? Research done by my next guest says the answer is yes. Last year, Flint ended 5 decades of service from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. The city is going to take its water from a new pipeline from Lake Huron, but that won't be ready until sometime next year. So rather than keep paying for Detroit water, Flint began getting its drinking water from the Flint River. Almost immediately, residents began complaining about the way their water looked, smelled, and tasted. There were issues with the chemicals used to treat the water. And now comes a study done by pediatrician Dr. Mona Hannah Adisha of the Hurley Medical Center. She's found an increase in the number of Flint children who have been lead poisoned since the switch to the Flint River water. Dr. Mona is with us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.
Can you break it down for us? Just what did you do? What were you looking at?
We looked at blood lead levels before the switch and after the switch. So we looked at the exact same period in 2013 from January to mid-September, and then we compared it to the exact same period in 2015. And the switch happened in April of 2014. And we noticed a significant increase in the percentage of children with elevated blood lead levels.
How big an increase?
Based on our data, we noticed almost a doubling. So in the zip codes that contained the city of Flint, the pre-switch percent of children with elevated blood levels was 2.1%. And then after the switch, it was 4%.
What about the rest of Genesee County? They're staying with Detroit Water until that new water authority is up and running sometime next year. What about those kids?
We had data on those kids. Our data was run on all the labs that were processed in our institution. So we had a pretty large sample size, which included kids outside of the city of Flint. And the percentage for them had no statistical change. There was an increase from 0.6 to 1, but there's no significant change, so not much of an increase. And I think what's striking is that there was already a disparity before from 2% to 0.6%, and that disparity just increased even more.
And the numbers had been dropping, hadn't they, until the water was switched?
Absolutely. So in the last 4 or 5 years, according to state data, according to national data, the percentage of children with lead poisoning has dropped. Because of great public health efforts and education efforts and lead abatement efforts, there has been a national decrease in blood lead levels. Every year, the percentage goes down and down. So whenever you see that percentage staying the same or that percentage increasing, that is a red flag.
So your results studying the blood of children in Flint and Genesee County certainly seem to support the water test done by the University of Michigan Flint and those researchers from Virginia Tech who found seriously high lead levels.
That's kind of what prompted us to look at our blood levels. So we kept hearing these reports of elevated water levels, and we're like, hey, you know, we routinely screen for blood, lead. All Medicaid kids are mandated to have lead screening at the age of 1 and 2, with not everybody is screened, just kind of high-risk kids. So we're like, let's look at our lead data. So that definitely prompted us. We also saw a higher rise in the elevated blood lead levels where the water lead levels were the highest as well. So the Virginia Tech group noticed 2 zip codes that had the highest water lead levels, and we noticed an even more significant increase in the rates of blood lead levels in those 2 zip codes as well. So it is very consistent.
And I know there's been talk about Flint's aging water infrastructure.
Right.
So what do we think is happening? I mean, the water, when it was being drawn from Detroit, we saw lower levels. What's going on?
Infrastructure has a role, but this infrastructure hasn't changed. It was old then, it was old now, but these levels have increased. So what's changed is the corrosivity of the water. The Detroit water source is from Lake Huron. It is innately less corrosive, but the Flint River source is much more corrosive. So it is aging our existing water infrastructure, and it is causing the leaching of lead that's on these pipes. It has been on these pipes to come out. So it's not a matter of we need to replace the lead pipes. It's more of we need to change our water source.
What does lead poisoning mean to a child?
Oh, so I think this is when pediatricians kind of got mobilized, because when we hear lead, it's just one of the absolute worst things that you could do for the life course of a child. Mountains and mountains of research show that it impacts their entire life course trajectory. So it decreases IQ, it impacts behavior, it has ADHD-like symptoms, higher rates of violent offenses, higher rates of incarceration. So it has significant impacts on cost to special education services, to early intervention services, to mental health services, to criminal justice services. And that cost implications have all been studied both in Michigan and nationally. So if you were to think of something that you would deliberately put in a kind of population to keep them down, it'd be lead. Not that this was deliberate at all. However, you know, these are kids that already have so many significant burdens to achieve their potential. So this is not something that additionally that they need.
Dr. Mona, since the news broke of your findings in your report, we've heard the State Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Environmental Quality, even the governor's office kind of downplay, even try to discredit your findings. What are your thoughts?
I think it's fascinating because if you look at their data, it pretty much shows the exact same thing. Every year, there was a decrease in the total percentage of kids with elevated blood levels, and then the year after the switch, it jumped up. You can't fight the numbers. The numbers are there. You know, everything is consistent.
Speaking as a pediatrician, as someone who cares about these kids and you see the effects of lead poisoning, what do you think should happen now? You're not a policymaker, but what do you, as a doctor, what do you want to see?
I repeatedly said that I'm not a policymaker. I'm not an administrator. I'm a pediatrician whose job is to take care of the kids in front of me and to take care of those kids ahead of me. There's certain really vulnerable populations, including infants who are formula fed, so they should not be using any tap water for their formula. Pregnant moms are also a very vulnerable population. They should not be using tap water. So we need significant public education. We need resources for these families. Many families have stopped using this water for quite some time, but it's our most underserved kids, these families that just don't have access to bottled water and other sources. So public education, additional resources, education on filter use, and then a rapid return back to a Lake Huron water source, be it from Detroit or this new pipeline that's being built.
And we know late last week, Flint Mayor Dan Walling said, he is talking to state officials about switching back. We know Flint Public Schools told kids, bring bottled water. But all this talking is going on. What about the people that you're worrying about stuck with this water? What can they do right now to protect themselves?
Don't use the water for those vulnerable populations. For everybody else, take additional precautions like flushing the water. So running it for about 5 minutes, using only cold water, not warm water. Warm water leaches more lead, and definitely not using any warm water for cooking because it kind of concentrates in the food that you're cooking. So I think others can take these necessary precautions and they'll be okay. But for those vulnerable kids and pregnant women, I would not use the tap water.
Dr. Mona Hanna-Attisha of the Hurley Medical Center. Her research finding the percentage of Flint children with elevated blood levels of lead has almost doubled since the city switched to the Flint River as a source of drinking water. Doctor, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Cynthia.